Hello everyone! Welcome again to Hashtag Marketplace Influencer Tomashin ng Season 9. For this episode, let's talk about another organization. It's an NBA team also, but it is based in Canada. Obviously, it's Toronto Raptors. There were used to be two NBA teams based in Canada, but as of today, there's only one, which is Toronto Raptors. It used to be a team that I followed because of Vince Carter, the slam dunk phenomenon. And I've been observing them recently because of the changes. They started to rebuild again. So, it's very interesting. And that's why for this episode, the title is Toronto Raptors going all Canadian. Toronto Raptors going all Canadian. What do I mean? Just a brief background. They have well-known players. They had Damon Stoudemire. They drafted Tracy McGrady, who became a star, an all-star. They drafted Vince Carter, who is a slam dunk champion and an all-star. They drafted Chris Bosh, an all-star. Eventually, he moved to another team. For a while, they were a contender in the NBA, in the Eastern Conference, because of DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry. They were a champion at one point because of Kawhi Leonard and Pascal Siakam. But today, they are rebuilding. The question is, Toronto Raptors going all Canadian? Is it possible? We do not know. But because of what's happening, it's possible because of players leaving. Tracy McGrady wants to become the star of his own team. He doesn't want to be in the shadows of his cousin Vince Carter. He decided to be traded away. Vince Carter carried the team for a while, but they cannot go beyond the first round of the playoffs. He got traded. He left the team. Chris Bosh joined Dwayne Wade and LeBron James in Miami Heat to become a champion. They experimented DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry as the cornerstones of the team that it seems like they were contenders in the Eastern Conference, but they opted to let go of DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry eventually. They had a one-year stint with Kawhi Leonard that led them to win a title against Golden State Warriors. But Kawhi Leonard opted to leave them after one season. Even winning a title, he still opted to move elsewhere. Pascal Siakam opted to move elsewhere also by joining the Indiana Pacers. He was traded. OG Anunoby was traded to New York Knicks because he didn't want to sign long term with Toronto Raptors. So, looking at this history of Toronto Raptors, people are not staying. There are various reasons for it. But recently, they traded OG Anunoby for RJ Barrett and Emmanuel Quickly. Was it a good decision? I believe so, because RJ Barrett is Canadian. He grew up watching Toronto Raptors. So for him to move to Toronto Raptors, it makes sense for him as a Canadian. And recently they also got Kelly Olynyk, they were able to get another Canadian in Kelly Olynyk. So, Toronto Raptors going all Canadian, is that possible? Just remember the word TNR. TNR. T is taking pride of its nation. Taking pride of its nation and of their own. Because players are leaving Toronto Raptors for a bigger market or probably for a bigger chance of winning a title, like Kawhi Leonard, he just stayed there for 1 year winning a title, but he wanted to go back to his hometown, which is LA. That's why he moved to Los Angeles Clippers, because it's his hometown. There's a history of people, of players, not wanting of stars, all stars or stars who are unwilling to stay in Toronto Raptors. And for them to get RJ Barrett and Kelly Olynyk, is this the start of going all Canadian? But the looks of it, it's better to taking pride of its nation and of their own. Especially when Toronto Raptors went to the finals against Golden State Warriors, where Toronto became the champion. The whole nation of Canada, were watching. The whole nation watched, supported Toronto Raptors becoming an NBA champion, taking pride of its nation and of their own. And if you want people to stay long with your team, maybe they have to take in Canadians as their players. Is it a wise move? It's hard to answer right now, but it reminds me of organizations. In order for organizations to succeed, it needs to take pride of its purpose, of its existence. It needs to take pride of it and to take pride of their own. In any organization, people come and go. There are times you want to get the best talents, but they don't want to stay with you. Or you cannot afford the best talents. But taking pride of its organization and its own is about building the organization bigger. It's about building your people for leadership, preparing them, training them, investing on them. And I was imagining, let's say, Toronto Raptors going all Canadian. Probably the players will stay longer and more likely staying long because it's their own Canadian team. And hopefully they can compete, taking pride of its nation and their own. The same thing we apply with organizations. If we cannot afford expensive people, better to build your own people. Better to invest on your people so that they become the leaders of the company. You have to take pride of the company also. And that's what Toronto Raptors are doing right now. Honestly, I'm excited for them because RJ Barrett is now playing for Toronto Raptors. That's one reason why I'm following them, because of RJ Barrett. I'm hoping RJ Barrett comes to his own and carry Toronto Raptors into winning ways. Taking pride of its own, taking pride of its nation, and TR. That's the first point. Toronto Raptors going all Canadian, it's a question. The focus is T and R, so T is taking pride of its nation and of their own. R is readying for international competition. Just recently, Canada was third place in the World Cup of basketball. The World Cup of Basketball is being held once in 4 years, and Canada was able to beat US for the third place for the bronze. They were able to beat US. Just imagine if Toronto Raptors is aiming to get Canadian players to play for them instead. Readying for international competition, I believe Canada as a basketball team will be more prepared internationally. They will be competitive. They will be a huge threat to US and other countries, to European countries, especially if they try to focus on building that team. They are more readying for international competition. Probably that's their best way of preparing themselves for the Olympics also. Are they competitive in the NBA level? I cannot answer that. If you try to assess basketball, there are two types of basketball competition. The NBA competition and the international competition. They follow different rules. The NBA competition, they have the professional basketball rules. The international competition like Olympics and World Cup, they follow the amateur rules. So if you follow NBA, you watch a 48-minute game. If you watch international competition, amateur rules, it's just a 40-minute game. It's a two different set of rules. My honest assessment, Toronto Raptors may struggle to compete in NBA if they go all Canadian. Well, they are currently struggling also. But if they go all Canadian, they are more ready to compete globally, internationally. They are ready for the Olympics, more likely way ready in the Olympics compared to the other countries. Probably they are ready for the World Cup also, the next World Cup. So it depends. So as an organization, what's the win for Toronto Raptors? What's the win? I think it allows them to unite the whole country of Canada to support Toronto, especially if the players are from Canada. It may not guarantee a championship, but it can make the whole country of Canada to support it. That's in terms of NBA competition. But in the global international competition, I think they are going to be a huge threat when World Cup and Olympics take place. Canada might be a huge threat to any countries, especially if they're gonna go all Canadian, they will be far more ready. So Toronto Raptors going all Canadian, just remember TNR, taking pride of its nation and of their own. It reminds me of organizations that it needs to take pride of what it's doing, and they need to build their own people, invest on their people. If they cannot compete with other organizations who can offer huge salaries, they have to invest on their people. Are readying for global international competition. Maybe in NBA competition, they will struggle. But in international competition, they will be more ready. It also reminds me, in order for companies to succeed right now, it must be in a global level already. Because the competition is not just local, it's also international. For companies to become successful, it must become globally ready. So that's something I've been observing Toronto Raptors. I think it's exciting to watch them, especially it might not be an NBA championship that they can get, but they are preparing Canada for international competition. It's exciting because I'm always attracted to underdogs. That's why with the recent trades that they made, RJ Barrett and Kelly Olynyk in Toronto Raptors, I find it very interesting to follow. So that's our podcast for today. This is hashtag Marketplace Influencer Tommy Shay Nang Season 9. I hope this helps. What are the key lessons that we can learn from Toronto Raptors that we can apply to our organizations? I hope to hear from you. God bless you always and stay safe.